Welcome to Accessible Computer Podcast. Adrian Thomason here, your host. Today I'm going to demonstrate again another iPhone feature. I'll show you how to use your iPhone to update your Apple Watch. I have an Apple Watch Series 4, the cellular version, and I've got here an iPhone 10. And recently was a new version of iOS coming up. I've updated already my phone, but I still have to update my Apple Watch. And I'll show you today how to do this as a blind person if you use VoiceOver both on iPhones and Apple Watch. I'll open now my iPhone. I have to open the Apple Watch app. I'll ask Siri to do that for me. Open Watch.
Watch, my watch, back button.
I invoked Siri, keeping a couple of seconds the power button pressed down. This is the way in iPhone X. I'll go left to right in the watch app, just to give you the opportunity to hear what is around. Here is the home page of the Apple Watch app.
Search field. Adrian's Apple Watch, 40 millimeters.
Adrian's Apple Watch, 40 millimeters.
My faces, heading.
Here are my faces, and I have to flick left to right until I'll hear general.
Edit faces, but infograph module, infograph, white, Siri, zero, explore, IB, rep, activity, digital, seconds, breathe, classic, walk, kaleidoscope, mirai, vapor, all, full, Mickey Mouse, red, three, utility, IV, light orange, complications.
All of this until you heard complication are faces. Complications are a kind of shortcuts, if you want, for different apps on your main screen watch.
Notifications button.
Notifications.
App layout button.
App layout.
Dock button. General button.
General. One finger double tap.
Selected. My watch. Back button.
My watch. Back button. I'll flick left to right again.
General heading. About button.
About.
Software update button.
Software update. I'll double tap one finger here.
Selected. General. Back button.
Flick left to right again.
Software update heading. WatchOS 5.2.1. Apple Incorporated. Dimmed. WatchOS 5.2.1. Apple Incorporated. Download progress 2%.
So it's 2% downloaded.
About 2 hours remaining.
Oh gosh, I've got 2 hours remaining for this download.
This update includes new features, improvements, and bug fixes. For information on the security content of Apple software updates, please visit this website. https://support.apple.com/hc201222. Click Learn More button. Downloading to watch. End button. To install the update, make sure Apple Watch is bullet on its charger, bullet in range of your iPhone connected to Wi-Fi. Installation will start when Apple Watch is charged to at least 50%. Do not restart or remove it from its charger until the update completes.
As you heard, here are some requirements. I have to keep the Apple Watch on the charger, so it is on my left here on the charger. The battery must be level. The battery level must be over 50%.
1136. Battery, 100%.
In my case, it's 100%.
Selected. My watch. One item.
And
tap.
Must be in the same Wi-Fi network range like my iPhone, and the iPhone also must be in range. So I'll go now on top to see how much is left from the download.
Download progress, 45%.
It's going quite quickly, so I was a bit scary in the very beginning when I heard about 2 hours, but it's not the case.
About 6 minutes remaining.
So about 6 minutes remaining, it says.
Download progress, 53%.
It's going quite quick, depends by your Wi-Fi network speed.
About 4 minutes remaining.
I haven't got the fastest Wi-Fi connection, I'm afraid.
Download progress, 61%.
Let's keep going quite well. I have to show you what's 74%. Happening once the download is complete. Practically now the
78%.
App, it's asking for the download to go into the
0%.
Apple Watch. So practically the download is not getting into the iPhone but in the Apple Watch.
Preparing.
It says preparing.
This update includes new features, improvements, and bug fixes.
So here are all sorts of information about what this update contains.
General, back button, software update, heading.
I'll go again on top to see what's going on.
WatchOS 5.2.1, Apple Incorporated, dimmed. WatchOS 5.2.1, Apple Incorporated. Download progress, 10%.
So it's another round of download, which is coming up now.
Preparing. Download progress, 11%.
Apparently this time is not a proper download, but is a preparation for the installation. So I think are three times of progress
40%.
Bus what you have to follow. One is the 15%. Download in 16%. Its own. The second is the preparation of the software downloaded. 17%. And the third one is the proper installation, actually.
18%.
I have to wait again for the progression 18%.
Bar. 31%. 35%.
The preparation is still going.
WatchOS 5.2.1. WatchOS 5.2. Apple Incorporated. Download progress. 35%. Preparing.
It says preparing.
Download progress. 36%. Preparing. WatchOS 5.2. Apple Incorporated. Download progress. 52%. Preparing. End button. To install the update, make sure app. Prepare. Learn more. HTTPS. For information on this update includes preparing. Download progress. 68%.
You have to be patient. In my case, was about 10 minutes.
Download progress. 75%. Software update. Heading. WatchOS 5.2.1. WatchOS 5. Apple Incorporated. 139 megabytes. Install button.
Okay, so the download and the preparation is done. It's 139 megabytes, the whole package. And now I've got on the very bottom a button install available. So I'll double tap one finger on it.
Install. In passcode. It's passcode. 0 of 6 values entered.
Now it's asking for my iPhone password.
0582. Verify alert. Switching will pause update. If you switch to a different Apple Watch now, this update will pause and may take longer to complete. Okay, button.
Okay, so I've got another Apple Watch here, but I don't want to.
Okay, button.
To switch to the other one, so I'll tap here, double tap on the OK.
Verifying. End button.
Let's see on the status bar what's going
General,
on.
General. Back button. Software update. Heading. WatchOS 5.2. WatchOS 5.2.1. Apple Incorporated. Installing.
So it's installing now.
Installing. End button.
Installing. Now is another waiting. If I'll touch now my watch, understand, is not talking anymore because the watch was switched off in order to install the update. When the update will be finished, I'll come back to let you know what's going on the iPhone screen and also on the Apple Watch screen.
Do not restart Apple Watch or remove it from its charger until the update completes.
Another piece of information here, do not restart Apple Watch or remove it from the charger until the update completes. So don't be tempted to move the Apple Watch from the charger in case you can't hear anything when you touch the screen. Can see.
Update complete.
Okay, so here is the notification, update complete.
Your Apple Watch is now up to date. Dismiss button.
Dismiss button.
General, back button.
I'll go now back.
My watch, back button.
I'll close the app. Now I'll touch the watch. Apparently the speech didn't come up yet, but the watch is started.
Screened in. Watch face.
Okay, so now it's on. I'll remove the watch from the charger. I'll put it on my hand, on my wrist. And now I have to put the pin.
Battery, 100%. 17, low, 6, unlock to view.
Unlock to view.
Enter passcode. 8, button, zip, 0, button, 0, 9, button, 8, button, 2, button, 2. 11:50.
Okay, so now the watch is updated.
67 BPM, 2 days, 3 hours ago, 11:50. Double tap to open, just press record.
Okay, so all this stuff are on the main screen on my iPhone. The update is complete, job done. Hope this demonstration helped you to understand how to make an update on your Apple Watch using your iPhone. Actually, it's the only way to make the Apple Watch update. This is the process. Made by a blind person using voiceover only without any help from a sighted person. If you have any questions about any topic around the Apple Watch or iPhone, and especially when it's about accessibility for blind, don't hesitate to make a comment in the article below or to drop us an email at accessiblecomputer.co.uk/contact. There is a form, you can write a message there and we will answer you as soon as possible. Also, on Twitter, you can follow us using the Twitter ID accessible, with capital A, compu, C-O-M-P-U, capital C again. That's accessible compu, one word, where the A from the accessible is capital, and C from compo also is capital. See you next time. Bye for now.